The Discovery Series, which is part of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, has its first concert coming up on Saturday, November the 8th at 3 p.m. And this will be in the Carver Center for the Arts and Technology. And the Shriver Hall Concert Series needs little or no introduction to music lovers in Baltimore. But I think that the Discovery Series might, and I've invited the president of the series into the WBJC studios, Stephen Jacobson. So tell me about the thinking behind having the Discovery Series.
Sure. Well, this series, the genesis started about 10 years ago when the series decided that we needed a vehicle to explore both classical music and maybe also alternate types of music on a separate series from the subscription series without the pressures of having an 1,100-seat hall to fill, which is quite a lot for groups like string quartets or especially younger artists. And in the last 5 to 6 years or so, what it's really become is a series where we explore and try to discover emerging talent, and with the hopes of building an audience for these artists here in Baltimore so that we can bring them back for very successful subscription series debuts down the line.
And in fact, you have done that quite often, haven't you? Someone who's appeared on the Discovery series, you've had back for the subscription series later.
Absolutely. We've had quite a number of luminaries who started their Baltimore careers on the Discovery series, the Pavel Haas String Quartet, for one, which was scheduled to appear on the main stage last season. The wonderful soprano Misha Brugger-Gosman. Also clarinetist Julian Bliss has been on the series. So there are some really notable artists who have fantastic careers going at this point.
Now, the group that's starting out the series for this season, really very young, sort of they've been in existence for something like 4 years, right?
Correct. This is a group that's just literally left the college stage of their life. They were formed at the Colburn School of Music in L.A., and their name is the Calidore Quartet. So they've taken part of the California name and combined it with the word dore, which is golden. And formed this quartet, which started as an adventure for them when they were at school. And they've gone on to be very successful, winning a number of important competitions and performing all over the world.
And obviously very flexible because just very recently changing their program, in fact. So what will we be hearing from them?
Yes, we will be hearing a Mozart Divertimento, Kirschel 138, Hindemith's Quartet No. 4, and also Beethoven's Second Razumovsky Quartet, the Opus 59 No. 2.
Tell me a bit about the venue. This is a new one for you, is it?
It is. So this season, part of our discovery, if you will, is we're taking these concerts out of the Baltimore Museum of Art, partially, which is where they've typically been, and we're trying to serve a broader community. And the Carver Center for Arts and Technology is a school that's been around for a long time, but they have a beautiful new facility, which includes a 1,000-seat auditorium that is just beautiful both to look at, and I'm sure the acoustics are going to be equally as good.
So this is the Calidore Quartet on the Discovery Series, coming under the auspices of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, on Saturday, November the 8th at 3 p.m. at the Carver Center for Arts and Technology. For more information, the web address is shriverconcerts.org. And I've been speaking to the president of the series, Stephen Jacobson. Always great to see you, Stephen. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, and we hope to see your audience at this free concert.